You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, archerradio.com, and today is Sunday, April 2nd, 2006. Of course, you're hearing this on Monday, so happy Monday to you. I think ours is supposed to be really rainy, but I'll find out tomorrow. Anyway, I usually like to review the weekend, and usually at this point you're probably hearing a podcast that the boyfriend and I recorded over the weekend or at some point, but we did not record anything over the weekend. We didn't have any Friday show, we didn't have any Saturday, we didn't record anything, so I'm just going to review it by myself. So what did we do this weekend? Well, I went over to the boyfriend's house on Friday night, and he made me some chicken, chicken fettuccine, I guess it was. It was very good, and we had it with a really oaky Chardonnay. We were actually comparing two Chardonnays, one from California and one from Virginia, and I thought they were both way too oaky. But yes, that's what we did Friday night. And then our Saturday was very, very busy and very, very tiring. What we did on Saturday was we got up early, and we went to... we didn't get up all that early. I guess it really wasn't that early. But anyway, our plan for the day was to go to the museum. So we decided we were not going to do wineries on Saturday. We were going to go and do things in town in D.C. So we took the metro down to the mall where all the museums and stuff are. For those of you who are not familiar with Washington, D.C., the National Mall has all the museums that go around the mall. Anyway, you don't need to know all that stuff. We were going to the National Gallery of Art West Building to see the Cezanne exhibit. And they're currently having an exhibit that runs from January 29th to May 7th called Cezanne in Provence. And it's basically to show Cezanne's works that he completed while he was living in this a big house in Provence. So, we went there and we found the gallery and all that stuff. And then we just took our time going through the exhibition and saw probably, well, easily 100, maybe not quite 100, but there was a lot of paintings that we saw. Some I really liked, others I really didn't care for. One reoccurring thing that I did notice was that on several of his paintings, you could see where he didn't completely fill the canvas, and there you could see the canvas like right there. So I thought that was interesting. And I also noticed too that many of the buildings that appear in his paintings are like tilted, or they're not perpendicular. They were definitely tilted. The boyfriend didn't seem to be bothered by that at all. But I guess I was thinking, now why did he paint that building, you know, crooked like that? But the boyfriend didn't think too much of it. But we did. We loved the pictures, the paintings. He uses a lot of green. Let's say that he uses a lot of different shades of green. And I guess that the time that he was painting these, everything was in bloom because there was lots of leaves on the trees and stuff. In any case, you probably, unless you're getting to D.C. before May 7th, you should check out the Cezanne in Provence exhibition at the National Gallery of Art, which we totally enjoyed. So we spent some time there, but after that, since we were right there, we decided to just walk across the street to the National Gallery of Art West Building to see, the East Building to see this art exhibit called Dada. Now, I had seen a program on the CBS Morning Show describing what Dada is and showing some of the works, and they were talking about that, how it was going to be at the National Gallery of Art East Building through May 14th. So while we were there, we decided to go over there and see this. Well, I was totally confused with this artwork. I didn't understand what they were trying to show or what they were doing, but So then we did a little reading on the background, and let me just read this overview that they have on the National Gallery website, because it might explain it better than I certainly can. But it says, Dada, one of the crucially significant movements of the historical avant-garde, was born in the heart of Europe in the midst of World War I. In the wake of the brutal conflict, Dadaists, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, raucously challenged tradition, and art making was changed forever. The most comprehensive museum exhibition of Dada art ever mounted in the United States, Dada features painting, sculpture, photography, film, collage, and ready-made emerging in six cities: Zurich, Berlin, Hanover, Cologne, New York, and Paris. The exhibition presents many of the most influential figures in the history of modernism, as well as other lesser-known artists. I'm not going to go through the list of them, but that really doesn't explain it. But basically, from what I understand of reading the literature that you pick up when you're at the exhibit, is that these artists were very upset with the social climate, the political climate, everything that was going on in Europe at the time, and they were expressing themselves through their art, basically showing how this the political climate and the social climate didn't make sense. It was everybody was confused. It was just a crazy time. So these weird ass works of art that really make no sense. Everything from sculpture to paintings to collages to just weird stuff. I mean, I just couldn't understand it. For example, if you were a poet at the time, they actually give the directions of how to make a Dadaist poem. And here's what it says. It says, take a newspaper, take a pair of scissors, choose an article as long as you are planning to make your poem, cut out the article, then cut out each of the words that make up the article and put them in a bag. Shake gently. Then take out the scraps one after the other in the order in which they left the bag. Copy consciously. Consciously. The poem will be like you. And here you are, a writer, infinitely original and endowed with sensibility that is charming through beyond, though beyond the understanding of the vulgar. Which I just, you know, totally doesn't make sense to me. But I think, you know, as the boyfriend was explaining to me, the fact that it doesn't make sense to me and that I think it's very confusing means that I'm a Dadaist. And by the way, I should spell that Dadaist. I'm a Dadaist. In any case, that was a freaky art exhibition, and I really didn't care for it at all. But I guess the art of the times explains, I mean, the climate of the times explains the art, which, anyway. So we did that, and then we decided that it was still early in the afternoon, it was like 1 o'clock, that we decided we would, oh, you know, speaking of that, on our way over to the museum, we stopped and had a hot dog at one of those vendors that are all along the malls, and I had a foot-long chili and cheese dog, and it was really good. That's just a side note. And the boyfriend had a hot dog with like relish and mustard on it. Anyway, so after the two art exhibits we saw, we decided that since this was the peak bloom weekend of the cherry blossoms, that we would just walk on down to the tidal basin where the Jefferson Memorial is and see the cherry blossoms. Well, as we already figured out on our way down to the mall to see the art exhibits, there were about 6 million other people who had decided to do the same thing. The mall was very crowded, the metro was very crowded, every place was crowded. And, of course, the weather was pretty nice, so that's what, I mean, it was warm, there was a slight breeze, so that brings out a lot more people. But anyway, so we were walking down towards the tidal basin, and even though we thought there was a lot of people on the mall, there were probably twice as many people around the Jefferson Memorial to see the cherry blossoms, because I don't know if, well, you know, we got the cherry trees from the Chinese, or from the Japanese, I don't know, 100 years ago or something, but anyway, so every year at this time, they bloom, and they're absolutely gorgeous. They're pink, and they're white, and they're little blossoms. When the wind blows, they blow off the trees. And actually, Friday was the peak blossom day, but Saturday was just one day later. And I had never been down to the tidal basin to see the cherry blossoms, so it was kind of a treat to me. So we fought the crowds and walked all the way down there and got to get right up on the railing of the tidal basin and look at the cherry blossoms, because they surround the tidal basin where the Jefferson Memorial is. And they were absolutely beautiful, and I took several pictures, and we looked at them, and I took pictures of the boyfriend in front of them, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. But the crowds were more than I cared for. So by this time, it's like, I don't know, 2:30 or 3 or something like this, and we're pretty much exhausted because we've been walking all day. I can't really estimate how far we walked, but it was a long way, and my legs were tired. So then we head back to the Smithsonian station for the metro, and it was so crowded they were only letting people off the metro. You couldn't get on the metro there. You had to walk 2 blocks to the Independence Avenue exit of the Smithsonian station to get on the metro. So we go walk that way, follow the throngs of people there, and the metro place is just absolutely packed. It's like there was a waiting line to get onto the metro. So as we're staying there for a few minutes, the boyfriend says, you know, we could just take a cab. Because what we had done is we had driven his car to the closest metro station to his house and taken the metro in. And so he's saying, well, I said, well, how much do you think it would be? And he said, oh, about $7 a piece. So we said, well, what the fuck? Why are we standing in this line? Let's go hail a cab and take a cab to the other side of the city. So we go get out of the metro, fight the crowds to go out, because everyone was coming in. So we got out of the metro and stood out on Independence Avenue and waved down a cab. And got in the cab and rode, to where we had parked the car at the other metro station. And the cab driver, I think, was scaring the boyfriend, because he was, like, grabbing the seat and put his seatbelt on and stuff. But, you know, I tried to explain to him that cab drivers in the district, they know the ins and outs of the traffic. They know where to go, and if they can switch lanes or, you know, whatever they need to do, that they'll get you there. So he got us back to the metro station, and it only cost us $14. And we were both saying, well worth it, because we were dead tired. So then we went home, and the boyfriend made a really nice dinner, and we just kind of, what did we do for Saturday night? I don't remember now. I guess we just kind of lounged around, because we had such a long day. So that was Saturday, and then today we got up and went to, well, first of all, we had to change some clocks around, because if I think everybody in the country does this, you change your clocks forward, spring forward, daylight savings time. So we changed all the clocks, and that was kind of weird, because when I woke up, it was the sun was already up, and that's a bit, I'm used to it being dark when I get up, so I was like, what time is it? Is it late? But it wasn't that late. It was just the sun was up now, because it's an hour later. So, but speaking of the daylight savings time, one of our favorite wineries, Grey Ghost Winery in Amosville, Virginia, was having a special that if you came to their winery between 9 and 11 a.m. on Sunday because of the daylight savings times, you could get 10% off your wine. So the boyfriend actually made a quiche, and we actually ended up having breakfast at the winery. We took this quiche with us and drove to the winery and had breakfast. So, and the quiche was absolutely delicious. And the boyfriend ended up getting 2 cases of wine, one that he was shipping to Louisiana so that we can have it there when we get to go there for spring break. And the other one, he bought a case of Gewürztraminer, which we brought home. And then, so then we had our quiche and talked to the winemaker and bought some wine, of course. And then we went to Mediterranean Cellars and had a glass of their 2004 Merlot, which was very good, and some chocolates. And then we came home. So that was pretty much the weekend. I know that little recap took 15 minutes. Sorry about that, because I have plenty of other things to talk about. Let's see, what else? Well, you know, let's jump to a couple of... Now, let's go right to this. I was watching the news when I got home this evening, and I saw that exactly a year ago today, on April 2nd, Pope John Paul II, whatever his name was, hey, I've already forgotten, died a year ago today. And then, you know, Cardinal Ratzinger, who's now Pope, whatever. See, I'm not Catholic, so I don't follow this. I should have done a little research. But the new Pope was chosen like 20 days later. And they were talking about how what has changed in a year, if anything. And they pretty much said that Pope John Paul was a rock star, and Pope Ratzinger, or whatever his name is, Benedict the 16th or whatever, is an executive of the church. It's like he really hasn't inspired anybody to do anything. He hasn't inspired. He does have some rhetoric going on with different topics, but for the most part, he hasn't made his mark or left an impression on anybody of any significance. So who knows how long his, well, not that his papacy may last a long time, but he's probably not going to have a lasting impression like Pope John Paul did. Anyway, so that was the one-year anniversary of the Pope dying, and I remember when that happened because the boyfriend and I were like, I think we woke up in the morning to hear that, and then it was like Pope watch for the next 20 days to see if they were going to, who they would elect the new Pope. Speaking of the Pope and the church and stuff, did anybody see that or hear about that study that was released on Friday from, I believe it was in England somewhere, that basically said that people who pray have no effect on the healing process? They did an extensive study on heart patients and talked to people who were praying for them and all of this stuff, and then they followed them for, like, I think it was like 6 years, and found that there was no significant change in people's healing through prayer. So it basically goes with what I've always said, that there's no reason to pray because there's no such thing as God. But that's just my religious beliefs, because I'm agnostic. So, and actually I'm agnostic, leaning towards atheism. But the whole thing about the study was, when I heard this on the news, when I heard this on the news, I was like, surprise, surprise, that's no surprise to me. That people, I mean, the thing is with prayer is that it brings comfort and, you know, a sense of security to some people who for me, I think, just don't have it somewhere anywhere else in their lives, and that's what they need, to feel comfort. And, you know, but that's a good thing, because it makes people feel good, and that's fine. And if people want to pray, they can go ahead and do that. But I'm not a prayer, obviously. But basically, it was just that the study didn't surprise me one bit. I wasn't surprised by that at all. I could have told them that before they even started the study. So anyway, enough about the whole religion thing. So, as you know, yesterday was April 1st. Well, if you're hearing this on Monday, Saturday was April 1st. And luckily, the boyfriend and I did not play any tricks on each other or you know, any jokes or anything like that. So, that was nice. But the one thing that probably some people already know, but April 1st was the 30th anniversary of Apple. Apple began in 1976, and I believe April 1st is their incorporation day. So, 30 years of Apple. So people were expecting maybe something would be introduced on April 1st, or there'd be some kind of announcement on April 1st, but nothing happened. So you have nothing to look forward to there. Some people think it might happen today on Monday, April 3rd, but I don't think anything's going to happen. They've got things in the works. But, and of course, for those of you who don't really care about Apple stuff, you can just fast forward a little bit. But rumor sites have been floating about the new Apple phone by itself, or some new computers being released, like an iBook that has the Intel chip in it. All of that stuff's been flying around, but nothing, of course, will be introduced anytime soon. I don't think anything will be introduced until June or July, but that's just my guess. Who knows what I know? But in any case, happy birthday to Apple. You know, you're my favorite computer company, and I love your products. So happy birthday to Apple. Let's move on to the sitcom theme song guest that I did. For those of you who heard it on Thursday's show last week, the music that you heard was from the TV show Family Affair. Remember Jody and Sissy and Mrs. Beasley and Mr. French and all those, Uncle Bill and all those people? That was the show Family Affair, and so that music was from Family Affair. Now, the people who guessed it correctly, we had Darren, who sent me an email, and Darren, you are correct, it was Family Affair, and Paul, who sent a very interesting email. The way he wrote the email, he made it sound like he was, let me go to that email, he wrote, "Dear Mr. French, Mrs. Beasley and I wanted you to know we knew the theme song from Sissy. Thank you, Paul. We know that you know it. Of course, now Eric, one of our listeners who's been guessing the guess the theme songs, didn't have a guess, but he said he would try, keep trying again. So, and Homer was going to guess My Three Sons, but Homer, the thing with My Three Sons is that they have words in their theme song, and I didn't want to play the words because you'd guess the show just by listening to the song, the words of the song. So, yeah, that's the deal with that. So, the guess the theme song. I think I will go ahead and do another guess the theme song. I have no idea what it's going to be because I'll put it in post-production because I don't have one ready to play. So, but let's just go ahead and take a minute and listen to this guess the theme song, and hopefully you'll know the show. So listen to this. Okay, I hope you know what that sitcom is. I have no idea what it is because, as I said, I'm going to put it in post-production. But, of course, it was a show that I used to watch, and hopefully some of you watch too. So that's Guess the Theme Song. Now, I did want to, I mentioned Travis earlier. Travis had sent me an email that he suggests a topic for the boyfriend and I to talk about. And Travis, I completely agree with you, and I'm going to talk to the boyfriend about it, and I'll tell you right now. He wonders if we have ever talked about wine glass selection. As you know, you should be drinking your white wines out of a different glass than your red wines. Well, Travis, that's a very good question, and I'm not sure how to describe the different glasses except for the shapes, but I'm going to have get with the boyfriend, and the next time he and I do a show together, we will talk about that wine glass selection, because he actually recently, within the last couple months, bought brand new wine glasses, and they are very nice. So maybe he'll be able to describe them better than I certainly can. So, Travis, thank you for the topic, and we will definitely be talking about that in future shows. The last thing I have for you today, boys and girls, is a joke that I heard today. We were at the boyfriend and I were at the Grey Ghost Winery, and we were talking to the winemaker, and we were telling him that we had heard that a couple of wineries that we visit are up for sale, and they said, oh, are you going to start a winery? And the boyfriend said, well, as soon as Archer wins the lottery. And then the winemaker says, oh, well, you've heard that joke. And we were like, no. And then he proceeds to tell us this joke. So I'm going to try to recreate the joke, and just forgive me if I don't do a good job of it. But anyway, so there's this guy, and he keeps praying every night. He prays to God, dear God, please let me win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. The next day, nothing happens. So then the next night, he prays again. Dear God, please let me win the lottery. I need some money. Please let me win the lottery, please. And the next day, nothing happens. So another night goes by, and the man, again, he keeps praying, please, God, please let me win the lottery. Well, then he begins to hear this very deep voice that's very loud. And the voice says, man, give me a break. Buy a ticket. So the guy wasn't playing the lottery, but he wanted to win it. Well, you know, as they say, you can't win unless you play. That's, anyway, I don't know if it came off that good or not, but I thought it was funny. When I heard the guy tell the joke, I laughed. You know, it's never really good when you try to retell a joke that you've heard already once before, because it's just never the same. Anyway, that's the whole thing about the lottery joke. Now, boys and girls, I am going to wrap this up, but I do want to remind you that the 200th episode of Archer Radio is coming up soon. I do believe this is show 192, so that means we have 8 more shows before the 200th episode. And I asked on the last show 191, for people who, if they would please send me an audio file, an MP3 file, telling me something about Archer Radio, like when you started listening, or congratulations on your 200th show, or whatever you would want to record, send me an MP3 file. And then I remembered I had forgotten to tell you that you can call the listener line. Now, remember, we have this phone number that you can call. And, of course, do I know what it is off the top of my head? No, but I used to know what it was. But the point is that you can call the voicemail, the listener line, and leave a message there. And I can play it on the show. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-206-600-4763. That's the listener line. And if you don't have the means to record an MP3 file, you can just call that number and leave a voicemail message. Oh, excuse me, I just burped. And that will show up on the 200th show. So in any case, boys and girls, I think I need to wrap this up because I've got some things to do and I'm going to have to edit this show. Okay, so remember to email me your guests or leave a comment on the voicemail, on the website. God, I'm getting all screwed up. Of your guests for the Guess the Theme Song, sitcom theme song. And send me your MP3s for the 200th episode. So, boys and girls, thank you for listening. I'm sorry I bored you at the beginning of the show with the art exhibitions, but, you know, that's what we did this weekend. Anyway, have a great Monday, and hopefully I'll be back tomorrow with another show. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Been listening to Archer Radio.